The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I'm removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first, he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, 'And you, how much do you owe?' He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Here's your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so good morning, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Hey, St. Teresa School, they tell me that today is a half day, yes? 11:30 dismissal, that's a good thing, yes? So what if I were to make Mass really long, and I could turn your half day into a whole day? Ha, 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 ha. No, I promise I won't do that. I promise I won't do that to you today. It's a great way to start off a weekend. No, we've got a parable here from Jesus, and it deserves some explaining, because everybody knows Jesus taught in parables, right? Not everybody knows why Jesus taught in parables. See, most people think that Jesus taught in parables to make everything clear, but that's not why Jesus taught in parables. Jesus did not teach in parables to make everything clear. Jesus taught in parables to make everybody think. Because in almost every parable, there's something that doesn't make sense. And the people would hear Jesus preach a parable, and they'd all walk home scratching their heads wondering, why did he say that little bit that didn't make sense? And it was that bit that didn't make sense, that's where Jesus would make his point. So, parable today. Rich man has a steward. Steward gives away the rich man's stuff. And the rich man praises the steward for giving away his stuff. That doesn't make any sense. First of all, everybody know what a steward is? Okay, let me tell you what a steward is. Thank you for your honest responses. A steward is someone who takes care of somebody else's stuff. So, for example, imagine a rich man, he's got two houses, okay? Can't live in both houses at the same time. What does he do? He gets a steward to take care of his house when he's not there. Take care of his stuff. Make sure his grass gets mowed. Make sure his snow gets shoveled. Make sure people don't steal packages off of his porch. Okay? That's what a steward does. Takes care of somebody else's stuff. So in this little parable, the rich man represents God. You know who the steward represents? The steward represents you. Because there's one master who's thrilled when people give away his stuff, and that one is God. Now, does that make a little bit more sense? God's given you all kinds of gifts. They're gifts from God. It's his stuff. Your talents, your abilities, right? Compassion, love, forgiveness. God is thrilled when we give away that stuff, right? As long as we do it the way he wants. As long as we do it the way he wants and not in the way he doesn't want. So today, we're going to talk about a gift of God that many people don't give away in the way God wants. And that gift is the gift of speech. God's given you a great gift to be able to talk to other people. Do most people speak in the way God wants? not all the time. Do you guys know what gossip is? It's a big problem. Gossip is a problem in parishes. Gossip is a problem in offices. Gossip is a problem in families. And gossip is a problem in schools. Is gossip just a kid's problem? No, it's a grown-up's problem just as much as it's a kid's problem. Let's talk about gossip for just a moment, okay? What's gossip? See, most people think that gossip is when you say bad things about somebody else behind their back. That's what most people think gossip is. But there's more to it than that. Because what if you got a problem and you go to somebody who can help you with your problem? Maybe you go to a parent. Maybe you go to a teacher. And you say something and it's bad and it's about somebody else and it's behind their back, but you're trying to get help. Is that gossip? No, that's not gossip. What is gossip? Gossip is when you say bad things behind somebody else's back to somebody who has no interest in helping. They can't help. They don't want to help. That's gossip. So, when we say bad things about somebody else behind their back because we're trying to get somebody to help us and that person can help us, that's okay. But when it's destructive, when we say bad things about other people behind their back, when we tear down friends and tear down enemies and tear down teachers and tear down parents and tear down other people behind their back and nobody's going to lift a finger to help, ladies and gentlemen, that is not using God's gifts the way he wants. And it tears people apart. You know who the biggest gossiper in the whole world is? The devil. The word devil, it means somebody who rips into two. It comes from two Greek words, diabolein, literally to tear into two. The devil divides people against one another. And the word Satan means the accuser. And that's what gossip is. You accuse somebody else and you divide people against one another, and it tears people apart. It's really bad, and we have to try everything in our power to stop it. I heard a story. Can I tell you a little story? Story from one of the saints, St. John Vianney. And there's a story about a man who went to confession, told St. John Vianney about gossip in his confession. And St. John Vianney said, "And for your penance, I want you to take a feather pillow and climb to the bell tower, open up the feather pillow, and let all the feathers fall to the ground. Then go to the ground, pick up all the feathers. That's your penance for confessing gossip." And the man said, "I'll never find all the feathers again. They've all blown to the four winds." And John Vianney said, "Yep. And once you've gossiped about somebody else, you can never undo the harm that you've done because your words have gone to the four winds." So, you know, it's an important thing to remember. God's given us this gift of speech. If you're going to somebody who can help you, say all you want to say, okay? No problem at all. If you're going to somebody who can only help you a little bit with your problem, say just a little bit. But if you're talking badly about somebody else behind their back, to somebody who can't help at all, don't say a single word. God's given you a very great gift, and you want to know what? Life is very short. And God's going to judge us for all the things that we've said. Let's use our gifts wisely. Let's see as God would see, that we might do as God would do. Amen.